full of myself. I can't afford to be. This is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Mike Siegel.
And this is your Monday bonus episode. Patreon only, selecting the songs. Siegel and
Patreon.
I are here.
Patreon? I thought I was, oh, this is like, this is the minor league show, huh?
No,
I thought I was on the major league
show. It's major league because you're here.
Yeah, okay. Nice cover.
All the shows are major. All the shows are equal.
And thank you for still wearing your name tag. I wouldn't have known it was you.
It's Pat.
It is Pat.
Can I help you find anything today?
You're a crew member. I actually am going to a party later, which is potluck, and I need to pick up something. I was going to have you grab something for me. I was going to pay you.
I actually have something for you.
What is it? Whiskey? Well, I can't bring booze because of the. It's at a bar, and they only have a beer and wine.
Well, this is a Christmas gift for you, and you get to keep the bag too. So here,
I'll give that to you. Come on.
Come on. Look in it. It's nothing.
Thank you. And I didn't give you, ooh, Guinness.
Yeah.
That is good. That's nice. And what's in the bag?
Maybe that goes with the Guinness. What does it say?
Thai lime and chili almonds.
Yeah, those look, I figured you'd like those.
Oh, that does sound good. I might have to eat some on air. People like chewing on the air.
They love it. People, they ask for it. They're like, could you guys eat on air and smack your lips? I'm like, sure.
Oh my God. I heard one of the early shows of Jonesy's Jukebox when he first started.
What's he eating?
He was chewing gum during it. And
that guy doesn't fucking care.
It was the most annoying thing. And you know that and then it didn't like the next day. And it was just like, you know, like the boss called him. Hey, like, knock
Jonesy,
that off.
Come on. You can be Jonesy, yeah. But not with gum in your fucking mouth.
So annoying.
All right, so Mike commented on the recording table. We have I've got a 4-pack of Mexican Coke. I've got the a bottle of the Bob Dylan "Knocking on Heaven's Door" double barrel whiskey, and then I have the Aviation Ryan Reynolds gin. So I'm going to tell the story real quick. I'll try to be quick about it.
First of all, how many companies does Ryan Reynolds own? He has like a phone company. He's got a gin company.
He owns a soccer team.
He's got a soccer team.
He's living his life.
Oh my, good for him.
And who doesn't like Ryan Reynolds?
I know. That's.
And everyone likes him too.
Yeah.
So
Canadian, you know.
So we were watching that Welcome to Wrexham show. And and everything was like advertised. All the gin was advertised on the show all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not a gin fan.
Okay? Yeah, me either.
But a couple weeks after that, some friends of Pilar's from Australia were here, staying here, and they said, Pat, do you want a gin and tonic? I go, I don't like gin. And they go, oh, you haven't had good gin. So they made me a gin and tonic, and it was fantastic. It was refreshing.
Yeah.
It wasn't like anything I had ever tasted before. Now, it wasn't this gin. It was another gin. But this is supposed to be really good gin. So for Christmas, I put this bottle of gin on my Christmas list. I'm like, I'd like that gin. So
Santa came through.
So here's what happened though. Santa kind of came through. Here's what happened. This is about a month ago. A package gets delivered at the front door. I go out, it's for Pilar. And then I happen to see where it's from. It's from Aviation Gin. I go, well, I'm not going to bring this in. I don't want her to know that I know she got it for me.
Right.
I know it's for Christmas. So I leave the box there. So Pilar comes into the house, walks right by the box, doesn't even look at it. I'm like, all right. Then she goes out to the garage to get something, comes back in, walks by the box three times now. So then I went to work. And then when I come back, the box is gone. So I know that she has it.
Right.
So Christmas morning, we're all done opening presents. No gin. So I only asked because I knew that she bought it and I knew that it was here. So otherwise I wouldn't have done this, but I'm like, hey, is there another present around here for me somewhere?
Hey, just,
and she's like, no, I think that she looks at my stuff. No, that's everything. I'm like, are you sure? Cause I think there might be one more thing here. And she's like, I don't know. And I go, she's like, what? I go like a beverage. And she's like, a beverage. And I go, gin. And she's like, oh yes, yes, yes. And she goes in the bedroom. And she's in there for about 10 minutes and she comes out and she goes, I don't know where I put it. I go, what? She goes, I was so proud of myself that I ordered it early and I brought it in the house and I hid it. And first of all, she doesn't have to hide it. I'm not snooping for presents, but And we still haven't found it. We don't know where it is. And it came in a big box. She goes, I hope I didn't throw it out. I'm like, you would, that box had to have some weight to it.
How could you misplace it?
I know. Feel that. That a box with that in it.
No, it's a good sized bottle.
Yeah,
it's heavy.
Heavy.
Yeah, how do you?
I don't know. So she goes, I'll just get you one. I'll get you another one. And then if we find it, you'll have two.
You sure it came in the house? Like nobody walked, nobody took it from the porch?
No, she said she brought it in. Like she
said
she brought
it in.
Yeah.
She and might I was be like, losing her mind, man.
I said, did you take it out of the box? She goes, I don't remember, but I did bring it in because I was proud of myself.
Sounds like she drank it.
That's what I said.
Sounds like she pounded it.
That was my joke. So she replaced the gin and then she added this, which is ridiculously expensive.
Heaven's Door whiskey?
Yes. It's really expensive.
I've never even heard of it.
It's supposed to be good.
Wow.
It'll be wasted on me when I mix it with Coke.
Yeah, it will be.
But
I gotta give that a shot.
The next time we play poker live, I'll bring it.
Yeah,
you guys can
give it a whirl.
Pour it over ice.
Yeah.
All right. So that's my story.
And you gonna put that right up there with your Sammy Hagar tequila? And what else you got?
I got a Cheap Trick vodka. I got a Sean Cassidy wine. I got.
Did you have a Dan Aykroyd? Did you get the Skull vodka?
No, I didn't get Dan Aykroyd vodka. Sometimes these things. There's like a Rolling Stone vodka. I think it's like $500. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I can't do that. Especially when my wife throws it out.
Yeah.
Loses it.
You won't need this gigantic box.
So Christmas, you were on the boat.
On the boat. I wasn't supposed to be, but then they...
Did Santa come?
They were desperate.
Come to the boat?
They do, yeah. Christmas morning, there's a Santa.
That's great.
And all the kids on board, he's very popular.
So they're desperate, so that means extra cash.
Yeah. So they're paying more. I got my normal rate plus extra.
A bonus.
Yeah.
That's great.
For only extra, four extra days.
Did you have plans before deciding to take this? Did you have Christmas plans?
Yeah, I mean, I purposely not booked Christmas.
Yeah, you were like, I'm going to be around for Christmas, first time ever. Going to be great. Can't wait.
And then it happened. But I came back a day later. So Boxing Day, I came back.
All right. But you said you were going to be here on the 22nd.
22nd. So I came back on the 26th.
And that's 4 days later.
4 days later, yeah.
You said 1 day later.
Well, 1 day later than Christmas.
Did you drink my gin?
No. I'm thinking about it.
Did you?
I'm exhausted. I think I'm jet lagged.
Did you and your lady exchange presents, or are you past that? You're too old. You don't care.
Yeah.
Some people do. They
78.
Go, they said, "Oh, we just took a big. You guys just took a big trip, so maybe you don't exchange anything."
We exchanged it. Yeah, we did.
All right.
We did.
Would you want to?
I'm not telling you, but no.
What was it? Personal stuff?
No.
What did she get you? You don't want to say. You don't have to say. I'm not going to put you on the spot.
Okay. Good.
All right.
Gin. That's what she gave
me. Okay. So,
lube. Was that weird? Lube?
That's just kind of strange. Was Christmas on the boat sad?
No, I've done it a number of times. I mean, they deck it out. I mean, it's like they deck the halls, man. I mean, it's decorated. So, I mean, they're all about it. There's a big Christmas. It was on Christmas Eve this year. They had a like huge cast show.
And okay.
Music everywhere. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty big.
Did you have to do comedy on Christmas Eve?
I did. I had to do Christmas night, two shows.
Oh,
and it was the last night of the cruise, which is usually a bad night because everybody's tired, they're packing and all this stuff. But it was actually turned out all right.
All right,
that's
good.
Two good shows, and it was fun. And Murray was gone too, I guess? He's back.
Yeah, he was on a boat too.
Yeah.
We don't care about Murray, though.
We don't care about Murray.
He's fine.
Murray's fine.
He's fine.
But yeah, I mean, with all these cancellations and everything like that, I'm amazed that I got back. I flew direct from Miami and not an issue. But man, I know so many people that got canceled, delayed. And
yeah, it's rough. Traveling's rough.
Oh yeah, if I wasn't working, I wouldn't go anywhere this week. it's a horrible week to travel.
Are you working this week?
No.
No, you're here.
Yeah, I'm here for a few weeks.
All right.
Relax.
That's what you said about Christmas.
I know. Then they're going to be an offer.
Then they give you the call and you take it.
Whore.
Whatever they throw at you, take. Give it to me. All right, Mike, the reason you're here is because I don't know anyone that likes reggae music, but you really.
Well,
love reggae music.
You love it.
It's your favorite.
No, I got to admit, and for anybody who thinks I'm an expert or anything before this starts, I mean, I had like, you go through phases in life.
Yeah.
So I had a reggae phase in college, which a lot of people do have.
Yeah.
There was a ska a minute there that I was into that.
You like the Doors for a week?
No, I never liked the Doors.
It's coming.
It was most, and I'm not a big weed smoker, so that crowd was always into reggae, but that was never my thing. But I did kind of get into it in college, and I did see some shows, but it was all like kind of roots reggae, which is really what I guess you would consider like classic reggae, you know, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh,
right,
Toots and the Maytals and all these people.
All that stuff.
That's the stuff I own. That's the stuff and then we had, you know, I was a UB40 fan in the 80s in college, and I saw them a couple times. You know, but that kind of stopped. And then when it became into this, you know, all these different, it's more like toasting and reggaeton and stuff. Like I just came back from Puerto Rico and Colombia and stuff like that. And it's all reggaeton, which is, I just can't get into it.
And what is reggaeton? I don't know.
Reggaeton is like more Spanish. It was kind of came out of Panama, Colombia, and Puerto Rico. It's huge. And it's just, it's kind of like Spanish reggae, but it's really kind of rap. You know, it's a lot, and it's all in Spanish usually. I guess the most popular guy would probably be Daddy Yankee. Ever heard of him?
Daddy Yankee? No.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you wouldn't.
Nope.
But, yeah, and there's so many different, you know, it branched out. There's ska, there's dubstep, there's rocksteady, and all these little different things that, you know, I was, by the 90s, I was pretty much out.
Well, we have quite an interesting.
I'm going to learn something.
I don't know if you're going to learn something.
Okay, maybe not.
And not that, you know, not that many people participated.
Yeah.
This time, so I'm going to say we only have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We only about maybe 14 songs.
All
only
right.
About 14 people participated. So, and. It's very interesting.
Is it?
Yes, it's very.
Reggae gets a big, you know, it's the same rap that kind of blues gets and everything like that.
Yeah.
That after a while, it does start to sound the same.
Yeah,
like, and I get it.
Like Motorhead.
Yeah, or AC/DC, or you know,
what?
Ramones. The same thing they say about it. But the people who really know it go, no, it's the no, come on. But it does get, and as someone who's been to a festival or two, I went to the Reggae on the Rocks festival back in like. This must have been 90, 91, 92, and Denver at Red Rocks. And, you know, it's an all-day festival. And it's by the fourth reggae band. You got it. I think you pretty much got it.
Are you wasted from the secondhand smoke?
Oh, yeah. 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 You get a contact high big time. I was pretty much drunk, though, at that one. But
so you're not a pot guy. So you were into disco because you like the powder, the nose candy.
Yeah.
So disco was your thing. Studio 54.
But you know, with the drugs and the music do match well. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to be out at the club all night, cocaine's a great drug. If you just like hanging out,
don't you know it?
Doing that same one slow step, you know, weed's great for reggae. It just matches.
Did you get your niece and nephew presents this year?
Yeah, they just get money at this point.
It's money.
Yeah, Well, one's a teenager and the other's in college, and that's what they want most.
They just want money
or a gift card, you know, Amazon gift card or something,
or a Visa, prepaid Visa, whatever.
Yeah.
What about your mom? What'd she get?
She just gets flowers at this point. She doesn't. She's like, I don't need anything. She really doesn't, you know. And she likes flowers. And
no one needs anything,
right?
Look at all my stuff over there.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love my garbage.
Right. My brother sends my mom candy, which is the last thing she needs too, because you open her fridge, it's nothing but candy and ice cream and stuff. It's like, but she's 87. Well, I can't tell her to.
No,
she's fine. She can eat whatever she wants.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to, I hate to see it, but, you know, she eats way too much candy, but go ahead. Do it. You know,
hey,
if you make it to 87, try anything. Try heroin. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know. What's Molly like?
By the way, Pilar put a plate of cookies and some bread and some stuff in there if you want to go in there.
Tell her.
Hey, you're looking trim.
Is somebody staying here?
No, no one's here. Pilar is out with one of her friends who does like interior decorating, and they're picking some paint for the Fonzie apartment.
Oh, okay.
And guess who has to paint that?
Yeah.
Me.
In between your work shifts?
In between my work shifts.
Yeah.
I get to paint it.
She still thinks Handyman Pat has all day to kick around.
She's bribing me with his gin.
Yeah.
If I drink the whole bottle of this Bob Dylan, will I actually be knocking on heaven's door?
You will. I will recommend to any Dylan fans, I just went to the Bob Dylan Museum in Tulsa, which is pretty cool, the new museum. And I'm not a huge Dylan fan, but
there's cool stuff there.
Yeah, it's
sure.
A great way to spend a couple hours. And
couple
what else are you
going
to do in Tulsa? Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of displays, a lot of music. There's artwork and stuff like that, and a lot of tour memorabilia and
that's
things
cool.
Like that. Yeah, and it's right next to the Woody Guthrie Museum, which is one of the reasons he picked it, because he's not from Tulsa.
No.
So he just kind of liked how they curated the Woody Guthrie one. And he said, well, can you do it for me? And they're like, yeah, all right.
and just and do it right next to his?
Yeah, it's right next door. And I also toured Leon Russell's church studios.
Wow.
Yeah, which was kind of cool.
This is a big meet. Did you take any video?
I had 4 days in Tulsa. I had to do something.
You done some videos when you were there.
I shot a bunch of photos, I didn't do many videos. But
all right, cool.
What else did I do? I didn't go to Kane's Ballroom, which is a famous music joint there.
I don't even know
and
what
it's
that
one
is.
Of the, it's just an old, it's mm-hmm. a music hall. But it was famous for, it, that was one of the places on the Sex Pistols tour, the one tour they did. And Sid Vicious punched a hole in the bathroom wall or something, the green room wall, and they framed it. And the hole's still there.
I was going to say, just put a frame around
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's still
that's,
there.
That's sweet.
I didn't get in there. There was Sid no Vicious. Shows when we were there.
Sid Vicious.
Yeah, but that's a cool place.
What else was I going
to
ask
you? We were there when Tulsa King, the Stallone show, premiered.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the
was it a big
town
deal?
Was a buzz, yeah.
Have you watched that show?
I did. I watched the first couple episodes, and then I left town, so I haven't seen the other.
I have been binging. I remember watching a couple episodes of this show when it was first on like 5 years ago, but then I stopped watching it. So I've been watching there's 30 episodes, 3 seasons of 10. Difficult People.
Oh, Billy Eichner.
Billy Eichner.
I've never seen it.
Oh my God.
Funny?
It's so funny. Okay. And it's so dirty and bawdy. And they just, and they're him. I think it's Julie Klausner is how you say her name. Mm-hmm. They're just two people that just want to be famous. And they think that they're doing their best to get famous, and they're just, you know, they're
we
not.
We haven't met enough of those people in Hollywood for the last
so
30 years.
It's so funny, though, because they are literally difficult people.
Yeah.
It's so funny, and they'll just, oh, it's great. I highly recommend it.
All right. I'll check it out.
All right. Let's kick it off with our first intro and song, and this is a good way to kick it off.
Is it Hobbit
Troll? This is fun. No, it's not Hobbit Troll. It's Michael Bagford. And so here's intro and song from M Bags. Here we go.
Hey, Rock Solid listeners. This is Michael Bagford in snow-covered Urbana, Ohio at the moment. Sorry the heater is on. It is very cold out. It is like minus 10 degrees. Anyway, I have a request. I want Axl Rose to relay that in the middle of this cover of Knocking on Heaven's Door. Take it away, Axl.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses doing some reggae. They're doing it. Sounds okay.
Yeah. What? Are they, they're not going to do the whole song in this.
I don't know. The whole track's like 11 minutes.
What if you played all 11 minutes of this?
Well, just wait.
Open that gin.
All right. I liked Axl.
Give me some reggae.
I liked Axl kicking it off with some give me some reggae. This I'm going to play the first reggae song I think I probably ever heard, and it was on Saturday Night Live. I actually have the actual track from Saturday Night Live, but I'm going to play the studio track. It was Peter Tosh.
Yep.
1978. The song was called "You Gotta Walk and Don't Look Back."
Oh, that with Mick Jagger.
And then, yeah, and then so he comes out, he starts singing, and then all of a sudden Mick comes out, and
yep.
I was like, "Whoa!" So let's hear some of that. When they sing together, it's almost like mixed like a second behind them.
Yeah.
Like they're not really singing together, but I love that song.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You know, Peter Tosh was one of the original Wailers.
And I think his album was released on Rolling Stone Records. I think they like signed him. I didn't know he was one of the Wailers.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was him, Bunny Livingston, who later became just Bunny Wailer, and Bob Marley.
All right.
And there's a great documentary that I watched about Bob Marley. There's so many of them, but... They interviewed who was Chris Blackwell from Island Records. And,
okay.
And they had signed them, their first few albums, and then they were just like, okay, one guy never wanted to leave Jamaica, and that was Bunny. And the other guy wanted a tour, he didn't want a tour. Like, Peter wanted a tour, didn't want a tour, whatever. And it's like, we just got to focus on the one guy. And so they all just kind of split up. And Tosh was pretty militant and a lot of, you know, he was all about legalizing. And he famously took over Keith Richards' house in Jamaica. Just basically.
Took it over? Keith
was not, yeah, they just kind of moved in and they couldn't get him out. So that was like a, yeah, you look that up. Google that story. That's a pretty good story.
Keith couldn't get him out? Keith didn't go in there? And
yeah, no, they're just kind of like.
Hit him with a guitar?
Yeah, you're in Jamaica, you know, no, whose side they're going to take sometimes, you know?
That's true. Keith had enough troubles yeah, back then. He didn't need it.
Right, exactly.
Now, this next one is a shock to me. This is very surprising.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's
people doing reggae versions who shouldn't.
I'm going to say there's not a lot of reggae artists.
Oh, no.
Picked.
Really?
So here we go.
Hey, Pat. This is Dwayne Hoffman from Columbus, Ohio. When I think of reggae, I think of German rocker Scorpions.
Oh, no.
Off their album with the classy cover art, Love Drive, is the track, Is There Anybody There? Thanks, Pat.
Definitely reggae tinged.
It, yeah.
I don't know if there's any lyrics or if they just do this.
You just start everything from the beginning?
He asked me to.
Oh, he did?
Take it from the top.
Wonder if that's it.
Singing phonetically to a music he's never heard before.
Yeah. Well, there was a moment there in the 70s when every rock star had like a, you know, they got into it.
Yeah.
And it happened around the early 70s as, you know, Marley became a huge star. You know, you had everybody recorded like a reggae song, just like everybody recorded a disco song at some point. You know, Stevie Wonder did Master Blaster and everybody did one. And Clapton and
The Clash
everybody.
Has a bunch.
Oh, yeah. They're hugely. And, you know, the British whole reggae scene was a whole different thing. But that took off. That really took off in like the 60s. In the neighborhoods that, you know, the clubs all had the best music, you know, they all hung out at the record store hearing the same stuff.
All right, let's check this one out. This is, I think this guy says this is his intro into reggae.
Oh no.
Here we go.
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid.
Ooh, where in Chicago is he from?
This is Naperville. Mike Wilde from Naperville, Illinois.
I heard that accent.
My submission to this reggae episode is from Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album. I was 10 years
jerk
old
off,
is that
one? Yeah.
When this album was released in 1973, and I just love this album, especially the deep tracks. Back then, I didn't know anything about reggae music, but Elton introduced it to me in his own pop rock kind of way with a song called Jamaican Jerk Off. Yeah, the title isn't probably what a 10-year-old should be hearing, but I love the hooks and the great way Elton brought his own touch to reggae music. So I hope you enjoy Jamaican Jerk Off by Elton John.
When she gets up in the morning, it's enough.
You know the story behind that when they went down there to record?
No.
So yeah, they went down because I think they because Elton heard, I guess the Stones recorded Goat's Head Soup down there.
Okay.
And so he wanted he loved that album. So let's go to Jamaica and record. And they got down there. It was just a disaster. Like the studio was just a mess. It was just nothing. It was just, it was
not what he was used to.
Dangerous. No. And I think they left early. I think they took off.
Yeah.
And then they wrote that song.
wise decision.
Yeah.
Get out of there, Elton.
It was like another, remember McCartney tried to do an album in Africa and they stole all his equipment or something. And he was almost arrested or something. Just like, what are you doing? I got, trying to find inspiration if you like the music, but it's just like after a while, you are in a dangerous place. I've been in Jamaica enough. I was just there last week, but
Do you like it?
Jamaica's hard. It's a beautiful island. It's, just jungles and mountains and just, but it's really poor.
Is it dangerous?
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you wander too far off in the wrong direction, people who say they come back and say, we loved it there. It's like, okay, did you leave your resort?
No.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm sure it was nice.
Yeah, that's how my brother traveled. When they go anywhere, it's just like, oh, yeah, we took a tour with, a busload of people. I'm like, so you didn't really see that.
No, that's what cruises are. I mean, you get a taste, but you don't really get, and you do enough of them. That's why I'm not a huge fan of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
It's just like, it just kind of, you see how the locals live.
Yeah.
You peel back the curtain. Once you start, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, my brother would be like, yeah, we saw the Blarney Stone and we saw,
right.
I'm like, did you walk around the town at all? No, we were on the bus. I'm like, okay, boring.
Yeah. We stayed with other Americans in the.
Exactly. We stayed in a bus with other Americans. Yeah. We didn't have any interaction with anyone.
Nope. Yeah.
And then we went to McDonald's.
Exactly.
All right. This is an interesting pick. This is an artist I really like. And I forgot that this song kind of does have a reggae influence. Here we go.
Hi, Pat. George Worley from Pennsylvania here. For the Patreon listener episode dealing with reggae music, I chose Paul Simon's Mother and Child Reunion from his 1972 self-titled album, his second solo record after splitting with Art Garfunkel. Simon said he was a longtime fan of reggae music and recorded this song at a studio in Jamaica with several reggae musicians as his backing band. The song was, of course, a big hit for Simon, reaching number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Pat, please play Mother and Child Reunion by the short, cranky, and talented Paul Simon.
This is a good song.
Nice production.
Yeah, sounds good.
No, I would not give you false hope on this strange and mournful day. But the mother and child reunion is only a motion away. Care for the life of me. Remember a Saturday.
Did anybody bring in any police?
No.
Regatta de Blanc?
I think
white reggae?
I think reggae scared people off.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
I think it scared them off. They're like, I don't even know. I don't even know what to do. So that's where we are with today's episode.
You remember I told you the story when I came in here. The last time I came here, I tried to sell all my CDs. I went to a couple different places.
Yeah, and nothing.
So the
happened.
Place that went through, the one you recommended, they went through it all.
CD Trader.
Yeah, and one of the only ones they took was one of my reggae CDs. It was a compilation from Toots and the Maytals. And maybe it was rare, I guess, because that was the only thing they bought.
We'll give you $3.
Yeah, that was the only thing they bought.
And then were you like, can I just donate these? Will you just take them off my hands?
Nope,
like,
they said, yeah, Goodwill's down the street. So I got them in the car now if you want. I still got to get rid of them. So it's a hard thing to part with. I don't know. I have no problems getting rid of it. I got rid of all my trophies.
You got rid of trophies.
I think because
that you won for your talent.
What am I going to display them?
It wouldn't be funny if you did.
Yeah, I was
how someone has like an Oscar and Emmy and you got your Little League.
It's so embarrassing. But yeah, it's just like, I guess because music's so personal and it took so many years.
Yeah.
You get your collection
your
together.
Library. Yeah, I still like having stuff.
And some hipster looks at it, goes, nah, worthless. And you're like, oh. Even though I burned all the music, I have it.
You can just stream this.
Yeah.
All right.
But Toots was one of the guys we lost. Reggae in peace.
Yeah.
Reggae in peace. COVID got him.
Oh, terrible.
He was 70 something, but yeah, he was one of the.
How many jabs do you have right now? Four?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I'm due for another booster, I think. And the last one was like in June.
Was your fourth one, did it have the bivalent?
I don't remember. It was around June.
I just had my fifth.
Okay.
Last week.
Because the one I had in June had no side effects from that one. I was fine.
My fifth was not good.
Oh, really?
I had an hour of teeth chattering chills at night, and then.
An hour? That's it?
It was a full hour of my teeth just chattering and freezing. And then achy, my fingers to my toes ached. I was like.
Wow, I never got that.
Yeah. All the other ones were fine, and they were all Pfizer. This was the first Moderna, and I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine have all
whole
been
day
Moderna.
Shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good.
I won't make plans.
Pilar's getting hers in 2 days. Right, honey? Aren't you getting your fifth booster soon? All right. I don't know who that was. What kind of voice is that? Don't do that voice ever. Don't ever do that.
Only again. In the sack. Yeah.
All right. Roll me over.
Oh, no.
Mm.
Okay. Now I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's bad. All right, let's go one more. Here's a song from the lead singer of Thin Lizzy, who had a solo album. Let's find out if this is reggae tinged.
No. Hey, Pat, this is Steven from New Jersey, and it's my first time sending in to you. And it's a strange topic. I do not like reggae music generally, not my thing.
He doesn't sound like he's from Jersey.
How could I pass up an opportunity to not get some Phil Lynott on your show? So I'm figuring Solo in Soho from his solo album, an amazing song, brilliant bass line, brilliant drumming. And this whole album covers basically every kind of genre, I think. It's a great album to listen to. I think it came out in 1980. And I feel that this song specifically really gets into some reggae groove there. It was hard to kind of pick which section. So obviously the intro bass line is really, I don't know, to me that's reggae. But I decided if you pick it up from 1 minute 39, that is where you hear some singing as well. Instead of just the music, some excellent drumming by Brian Downey gives it a real reggae feel. So I hope you guys like it, and thanks for everything you do, Pat.
All right, let me. I don't think I queued this up to 139, so let's let me get the cue point.
Phil Lynott, really?
Yeah.
Have you tried the Mexican Coke here?
Oh yeah,
it's good. Supposedly has the real sugar, right?
It's got the real sugar in it.
Okay. And it's in a little bottle.
It's in a little bottle. Okay, here we go. Solo in Soho at 1 minute 39 seconds. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stop talking. Stop eating. We can't go on meeting and greeting and meeting and sleeping and meeting and cheating. You know that's deceiting and that's repeating.
He has a good voice for reggae.
Yeah, sure.
When you're solo down in Soho, there is no hope, no how. You've got nowhere to go. But you go alone.
Now, Mike, you can call out some songs, and I can find them and play them.
Going back to the Sex Pistols, though, it's the photographer Bob Gruen. I have one of his prints that, you know, he photographed all these, you know, all the punk guys back in the day. But he was on tour. He rode the bus with them, and people thought, "Was the bus crazy?" And stuff. It's like, actually, they just rolled around. They brought there was a famous DJ, Don Letts, and a producer who was Rasta dude from London, and he just basically just DJed. They just played reggae and they just chilled out on the bus the whole time. It's
all
like,
right.
People want stories, and that's what happened.
Nothing crazy.
Just a bunch of guys listening to reggae.
Better than being
blowing snot out the window.
Better than being in a packing van with the Ramones.
Oh my god!
Not talking to each other.
Oh, that must have been miserable.
I got another song here. I feel like the Rolling Stones lean into reggae a lot.
Oh, a bunch.
This is from Black and Blue. I believe this has some reggae in it. I didn't really listen to it. I'm just like, I think that song has reggae in it. This is Cheerio Baby.
Oh, yeah. It's a famous cover of a... UB40 did a cover of this.
Written by Eric Donaldson, whoever that guy is.
Oh, cheerio, cheerio, baby. Why in need of thee? If you don't believe at all, what have you left me to do? It's so long I've been waiting. You ought to come right in. Now that we are together, it's made my joy run.
Yeah, it's a famous old reggae standard.
It's a good one.
A lot of people have done that one.
That's a good one. The next Patreon topic that I do is we're going to take it way back. I'm going to the 1950s. I want to hear people bring in some old school rock and roll from the 50s.
So, you know what I only caught a bit of on the ship was the Elvis document or Elvis movie. Did you see
it? I haven't seen any of it because I'm not a fan of Elvis and I don't think that guy looks like Elvis and that bothers me.
You don't think he looks like Elvis? Really?
I don't think that kid looks like Elvis.
Okay.
I just don't think he looks like Elvis. I don't.
All right.
Is it good? How was it?
I only saw bits and pieces, so I'm not a fair... The one that was distracting to me was Tom Hanks. And some
with all
weird
the makeup?
Accent. Yeah. Just in his fat makeup and, you know, I don't know.
Tom Hanks has played so many real life characters in movies. He's played Sully Sullenberger.
Sure.
Walt Disney. Mr. Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
What was the one where he did? Captain Phillips. That was a real guy.
Yep.
There's more. Forrest Gump. Mm-hmm. Forrest Gump isn't real.
Woody.
Woody Cowboy. I looked it up. There's like, he's played like 10 or 11 or 12 like real life people.
That's when you know you made it. If Tom Hanks plays you.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
That's when you know you made it.
All right. This might be a real reggae band. Let's see what Craig Trombley has for us.
Finally, someone... You know,
someone might actually have some real reggae.
Hey, Pat, Craig Trombley from Ontario, Canada. For this one, I picked a song by The Lowest of the Low. It was the first song that came to mind. The song's called Love and Justice. Lowest of the Low is a Toronto band. They're basically a rock band. But,
not
this
reggae
one
band.
Sounds a bit reggae to me, or maybe it's ska. I don't actually know.
Uh-oh.
Hope people like it, and Merry Christmas and or Happy New Year, depending on when this episode lands.
Depending on if you're live or not.
Hey, there's a snake. I guess love is a ladder.
This is a little more ska
justice
for me.
Is another matter.
This is more ska than reggae.
Tougher
egg to break.
I don't know, it's a fine line there. You just speed it up.
No mistake.
No, that's true. You speed up reggae, it's ska.
Ska, though, is usually... There's usually a horn section.
Though you feel lonely, you know you're never alone. No,
sounds good.
You're never alone when your life is a nail.
It's a little ska. I mean, there's a little reggae in there, I guess. A little. All right, Lowest of the Low. Never heard of that band, but...
Speaking of ska, we lost Terry Hall. Ska in Peace, the lead singer of The Specials. He just passed away a couple weeks ago. It was very sad.
Young.
A lot of people came out. Yeah, like 62.
Yeah. Well, that's young.
Yeah, cancer. Just immediately.
Cancer.
Quick. Like he went in for, you know, didn't feel well, goes in the hospital, get doctor, check it out. He was dead like 2 months later or something. It just went that fast.
I wonder if these people go see doctors on a regular basis.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you do, right?
Try to,
You get a checkup. Get your yearly?
Yeah. My goal every 6 months, I try to because of my blood work, because I have high cholesterol.
Yeah, I go every 6 months.
Thanks for the beer.
You don't have to drink it.
Yeah.
You
can... Oh, I will. And you can think about it at my grave.
Yeah, I go every 6 months because my brother had prostate cancer, so I have to have that monitored at all times.
Yeah. Well, my dad died at 67, so you got to check up on it.
My doctor, before he goes up there with his digitally, he'll go, here's the fun part.
No.
Yes. I'm like, all right. I like it. I mean, I don't like it. I mean, I like that he says that.
I think you liked it.
That's not bad. It's fine. All right. Does John Lennon do any reggae?
Of course. They all have. They all did it.
All right. Let's find out.
Hello to Pat and to all the rock solid listeners tuning in around the world. This is Steve Perry from Sydney, Australia, with my selection for this month's episode. The song that I have chosen is Borrowed Time by John Lennon, which was released in 1984 on the Milk and Honey album. The song was inspired by a yachting holiday that Lennon went on from Newport, Rhode Island to Bermuda during 1980. And during the trip, the yacht encountered a prolonged and severe storm, which rendered a lot of the crew either suffering from fatigue from fighting the storm or seasickness, a result of the storm. Lennon, not feeling any of this, took the wheel and guided the ship for many hours through the storm and on its way to Bermuda. Having reached Bermuda, inspired by Bunny Wailer's Hallelujah Time with the line Living on Borrowed Time, and also from the recent trip on the yacht and being in Bermuda with the reggae feel of the place, he was inspired to write Borrowed Time. So here is John Lennon off Milk and Honey from 1984 with Borrowed Time.
A little reggae in there.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. A little bit.
It's on the one and the three instead of the two and the four.
Right. There we go. A little bit more there. All right, you got a song you want me to play?
Yeah, I got to come in. Somebody's got to play some actual reggae and not the old white bands.
Not this bullshit.
I gotta keep it real here for a little bit.
Right, well, who's the band? Tell me.
Let's pick. There's a great CD if people want like a nice starter CD. I don't even know if this is in print anymore. I got this 100 years ago, but it's called Grooveyard off the Mango label. It's like 19 classic songs on it. So look for Junior Mervin. Mervin.
I'm looking.
And we'll do an original song that The Clash covered. See? It all comes back around to old white guys.
How do you spell Mervin?
Yeah, I just said M-U-R.
Oh.
V-I-N.
Okay. And the song we're looking for is...
Police and Thieves.
Police. All right. Let's see if I can find it.
Most people
there
know...
There it is. I got it.
Most people know the Clash version.
All right. This is playing this...
You started it like...
Well, I'm just going to start it wherever 20 minutes.
I mean, 20 seconds.
Long song. I'm going to start it wherever iTunes lets
okay,
me.
iTunes.
Here we go. From Genesis to Revelations, yeah. The next generation will be. Hear me. All the crimes coming. That's reggae.
Yeah.
That guy's got a high-pitched voice.
Yeah, that one's... I forgot how high his voice
was. Wow.
Boy, there's a bunch of good ones on here.
Junior Mervin.
Ooh, look for the Melodians.
Oh, spell
this
that.
This is one of my favorite songs.
I-A-N-S. I-A-N-S. And what song?
Rivers of Babylon. It should probably come up. It's probably the
Rivers.
One that,
all right. Melodians and Rivers. There it is. iTunes. Look at that. Coming through for us. All right.
I love this song.
Oh,
I knew you loved reggae.
Yeah, that one's on the Harder They Come soundtrack, which is really was like the biggest thing to open the door around the world for, because of the movie. The movie's not great.
Is it about reggae music?
It stars Jimmy Cliff.
Okay.
And they kind of made him a star, and he does half the soundtrack. So, and the title song, The Harder They Come, is still one of the classics. And I've seen him a couple times in concert, but the movie's not that great. It's really low budget, but it was just, you know, it's about growing up poor and in Kingston, Jamaica, and he's a gangster. He's trying to be a recording artist. It's kind of like 8 Mile.
Growing
like in 1970, I think it was, 71.
So a movie about growing up poor has a low budget.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, how many people at that point had ever seen a film out of Jamaica? How many at this point do you ever see a film come out of Jamaica?
Never.
So it played, it was big in midnight theaters, you know, and amongst the college kids, mostly because they were high watching it.
It all comes back to being high.
But the soundtrack is amazing, and the soundtrack sold huge. So that was one of the first big, you know, millions of selling worldwide reggae albums that hit. So, and that kind of put him on the map. But that song is on the album.
All right.
So if people want a good starter, get that. You know, I think, I don't know what happened to that. I used to own that. I used to own the greatest hits of Peter Tosh. It's one of those things that get lost along the way.
Yeah. Well, you've moved. How many places have you lived in your life?
Oh, like,
how many places? Do you know?
No. Three different cities. And
that many places?
No. I mean, I could, if I could sit down and count them, there was like.
How many places in L.A.?
In L.A.? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Wow. Yeah. I've lived 5 places out here.
Yeah. And yeah. This is over 27
years. Yeah.
So you're going to move a lot. Life changes.
Moving every 5 years.
It's a lot.
Let me tell you about this guy I work with.
Oh, no.
I thought this guy was in his 70s. Okay. He's always complaining about, I'm not going to say his name for in case someone listens.
Mike Schmidt.
I literally thought this guy was in his 70s because he's always complaining. Like he's telling me, Pat, I had to have an MRI in my neck. I got, you know, I got bone on bone in my back. And like he'll come into work and he'll be like, man, brother, I'm feeling it today. And I'll be like, you've been here 5 minutes. You've been here 5 minutes. So one day he's telling me all his ailments and I go, his name. Oh, well, I don't
care. Cut that out.
I don't care. I'm not going to cut it out. I said, can I ask how old of a fella you are? He goes, 59. In my head, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Is he like really, is he like heavy or is he feeble? I mean, I'm just like, he's obviously feeble, but I mean, or is he just, is it like just kind of, I don't know.
I just think he's a negative person.
A hypochondriac, you think?
So that doesn't help. He's heavier. He's a little heavy.
Okay.
But I mean, it's just nonsense how much. So then he goes, he said 59, and I, because you know I'm gonna be 59 in 2 months, and I was just like, what the fuck? So I tell my friend there, she's 33. I go, I just found out how old is, and she goes, how old is he? And I go, 59. She goes, what the fuck? Got to edit her name out too. I'm writing this all down. And she goes, I thought he was 70. I go, I know. So then here's what I hear the other day. He's in the back room with another guy who's my age, but I don't interact with these people at all. The people that are my age, Mike, I don't interact with them.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be, I mean, I interact with them, but I don't want to be those, I don't want to be interacting with those people.
Well, I will say, do you think there's a chance he lied about his age? In order to like,
God, I hope so.
You know, like maybe he thinks it's like if he tells his real age, it's sad that he's working there still. Or something.
I don't know. I'm
embarrassed. Or something.
I'm that age, and I'm just starting there.
Yeah, but you're not embarrassed about anything.
I'm not. So he's in the back with another guy who's the same age, 59, okay. And he goes, man, a lot of my friends are dropping off. I gotta have an MRI in my spine, and he's tingling in his leg, and he's saying all this. Then the other guy says, well, look, man, think of it this way. We made it to see another Christmas. I'm like, made it to see another Christmas? Who are you people? Like, I'm like, get away from me. I don't know what you guys are eating and drinking and doing, but get away from me.
Hey, don't take good health for granted. I learned that this year.
I do not, but I'm just like, they're too young to be this beaten down.
Yeah.
Right?
Some people, yeah, they did not live well, you know, and some people just have bad luck handed to them.
Look,
but other
that's
people,
true too.
You got to stay active and you got to like take care of yourself. You really do.
Yeah. Look, knock on wood, I feel great and I'm staying away from all these people that are in my age bracket.
Cut to you after working there a year. I see you. You're like 80.
I'm all gimped. I'm all gimped.
Yeah. Maybe the job is beating the shit out of them.
It could. It could.
Why don't you lift more bananas and see how you, how your back is doing? And
today, here's what I had to do. It's unbelievable. I got there at 5 a.m. That's when they unload the truck. So they asked me to do the beverages, any beverage that's not alcoholic.
Okay.
So there's two giant pallets of just cases of beverages. You know how a case of water and stuff. So I have to, by myself, I have to unload both. And the pallets are, they're probably 5 feet by 5 feet, and it's stacked above my head, two of these. So I have to cut that down, take the inventory, and whatever goes in the back, whatever we don't need out, I have to haul to the back of the store.
Right.
And whatever that does need out, I have to take out and display it all. And that's what I did for the first 3 hours. And I was sweating after 10 minutes. A sweatshirt comes off. I was like, yeah, this is, but I've done this 2 days now, and it's, but it feels good though. Like it's not, you know what I mean?
Because
I lift with my legs and I'm doing all the right
yeah,
stuff.
But my back is killing me just A, from flying across country. B,
your back
from
hurts
like
from flying.
Strange mattresses. And the last 2 days, I've just been moving crap around the apartment and lifting boxes. And
do you go to see a chiropractor?
No, I've never been to one.
You should go.
I got to stretch though. I do a lot
stretch,
of yoga.
But you should go to a chiropractor.
I'll try it.
Yeah.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what they can do.
I get like heroin. Does that help?
Yeah.
You ever try that?
Yeah, just shoot it in your spine.
Yeah, I put it right in there, like an epidural. I got an epidural.
I'm feeling it today, Pat.
Feeling it. I think
up.
It's the job beating the shit out of him. You better be careful. But you lost weight. You look not. You look.
I lost 8 pounds since I worked there.
That's amazing.
It was just 2 nights ago. I'm putting my pajamas on, so, you know, half naked.
Sexy.
Pilar goes, hey, have you weighed yourself lately? And I'm like, no. She's like, I think you should. I'm like, really? 164.
Yeah.
I was, when
you
I started
Christian
the
Bale
job, I was 172,
yourself?
173.
Well, how many weeks? Like a month have you been there?
No, I've been there like 10 weeks.
Okay.
So, but again, the whole day is moving and lifting nonstop. Yeah.
That'll do it.
I do love it though. It's really fun.
You know where you're not burning calories? Podcasting.
Podcasting, sitting on your ass.
Yeah.
That's another thing. I'm not grazing and eating all that. I mean, oh, it's lunch. Okay, I'll eat something.
I know food is too accessible when you're at home. Especially.
Absolutely it is. All right. Here's
Who's next?
Here's a band from your neck of the woods.
My neck? Which
you know, where you grew
Chicago?
Up.
Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hold on. Can I guess?
Cheap
Trick.
No.
Styx.
Hey. Not Styx.
REO.
Hmm.
Okay.
Let's see what
there's gonna be four of them. It's all that was left was Chicago.
Let's see what Jeff Scoble has to bring. Here we go, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff Scoble from Detroit here with my selection for the reggae patron sponsored episode. Not a big reggae guy, and I consider just passing on contributing to this episode. However, you did mention having fun with this one. And I am willing to occasionally dabble in fun within reason. So with that in mind, I present this Seagull Stinkeroo to you.
Oh,
from a band
no.
I love, REO Speedwagon. Keep On Loving You is certainly one of the most overplayed ballads of the 80s. And with that in mind, the band inexplicably decided the best way to freshen it up was to do a reggae version of the song, and before a live audience, no less. Maybe it's just me, but this thing is atrocious. I don't think it matters where you start the track, but I recommend stopping it as soon as possible. As always, hope everyone's staying safe out there, and here's wishing everybody has a happy and safe holiday season.
Hey you, it's a Seagull Stinkeroo.
One of their biggest hits. You go see them in concert in 1989, and they do it like this.
I want my money back.
Right now, you don't know what they're going to sing, so you're like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah, what are and then
no.
Now you're like, wait a minute. Are you fucking with me? Are they really doing this?
Storm the stage.
This is my favorite song. I got engaged to the song. This was our high school prom theme.
It's because they're bored of playing it the way they...
Terrible.
Boo!
Boo.
Okay, I think we got it.
Terrible.
Well, just like you, I mean, you can reggaefy any song.
Yeah,
pretty much.
But it's not going to be good.
Especially like I just came off the boat, going in the islands. You'll be in a restaurant or something. You'll hear us. You're in a store, and then all of a sudden you'll a version of something and anything, any song they can do it. So I remember when I was on VH1. So this must be I probably got this mid 90s. They did a reggae salute to the Grateful Dead. They did two CD volumes.
Two CDs.
I even promoted it when I was at VH1 in 97. And there's a clip of me holding it up. And I said, you talk about, it was like the reggae and the Grateful Dead melded. You talk about the perfect tunes for a smoky van ride. That was, so it's called Fire on the Mountain. And it's volume 1 and 2. And, I liked them, actually. I liked them, actually, a little better than the Grateful Dead, because I'm not a Grateful Dead fan. You can play
It's not coming up in the iTunes.
It doesn't come up?
Well, tell me, give me a song and an artist. Maybe I'll find it.
Okay, let's try the Wailing Souls.
And it's just trucking with an apostrophe? Like, no, it's not trucking.
Nope.
It's trucking.
Truck in.
And the band again?
The Wailing Souls.
The Wailing...
It's an iTunes search.
All right.
Maybe maybe these are out of print or something.
Maybe those
off
are the
ones. Off the Pow Wow label.
Maybe those are the ones CD Trader takes. Nope, the Wailing Souls, nothing.
Nothing. They don't even come up anywhere?
Here they come up, but not.
How about the Mighty Diamonds?
All right. Sounds like a Neil Diamond cover band.
Yeah. Boy, I didn't bring my glasses. This is terrible.
Try this.
Oh, all right. I didn't bring my spectacles. I tell you, Pat,
I'm feeling it today. Then if he drinks too much coffee, he tells me, I had too much coffee today, Pat. I gotta scale back. And then if he's tired, he's like, gotta hit the coffee today, Pat. I'm feeling kind of tired. It's like, Jesus Christ. Okay, I got the Mighty Diamonds. You got a song for me?
Where did I do it? I just had it. Touch of Grey. Let's see if their version of Touch of Grey is on there.
Mighty Diamonds have a lot of albums. Nope. Those might be worth something.
Yeah, okay.
None of that's coming up.
1996 Pow Wow Records.
Wow.
Okay, cause I have both.
Yeah.
Fire on the Mountain.
We'll look those up.
I'll burn them for you.
This is the Blues Brothers. I'm not sure if this is a reggae song or not. This is called Groove Me. Nah, this might not be reggae.
No, Groove Me is the soul hit from the... Oh, they just did it like.
Yeah, this made me think it was.
Yeah.
They're reggae-fying it, though, aren't they?
They are. Okay.
Rock and Peace.
Yeah.
Jake Blues.
Jake Blues.
Yeah, he's singing like reggae. Mm-hmm. That was my introduction to blues and reggae, obviously. How's it going, Pilar?
Pretty good.
All right.
Do I get to pick a paint color?
Pilar's picking paint for the Fonzie apartment.
Hey, I'm going off the Mango label again. It's the, from Toots, an album called Toots in Memphis. Speaking of doing cover versions.
All right, let me see. Maybe I have this album. Toots in
Memphis.
I'm sure that's in the iTunes. Is it live?
No.
Recorded in Memphis?
I believe it was. And it's basically him redoing all the like the old Stax Volt kind of soul stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's here. What do you want to hear?
Let's do I've Got Dreams to Remember, the old Otis Redding song.
Hard to Handle, is that the one the Black Crowes do also?
Yep. Otis again.
Toots Hibbert.
Toots Hibbert, yep. Reggae in Peace.
I'm going to try this Hard to Handle. Let me try Hard to Handle.
Take my hand, don't be afraid. I want to prove every word I tell you. I'll provide my love for Greece. I want to place a hand with me. Modern dreams are gone by the book, but I didn't love it, but you don't love it. A little thing, let me light your candle.
I've never seen Pilar carry a can of paint in my life. It's physical
labor. I'm a little worried. Oh, she didn't see steady it on her feet.
Hey, do you think this will come off of the couch? What? High heels, walking through with high clogs.
I know.
Not ready to paint at all. All right, so let's anyway, move
that's
on.
That's a fun album, Toots in Memphis. If you,
that's a fun cover.
You'll know a lot of the songs. And
yeah, there's Grateful Dead ones. I'll look those up after when we're done.
You can have them.
Hey, Mike, remember those albums? I got $400 for them.
Yeah, son of a bitch.
Who's next? Oh, here's Steve-O. Steve-O Dockerson, Hog the Troll. Here we go.
Hi, Pat. Hello, anyone else in the recording studio. And all you listening at home.
Hi.
It's me, Steve-O Dockerson. You wrote in your email, quote, pick any reggae song by a country artist or rock artist trying their hand at reggae music, unquote. So I think you're looking for Buck Owens' classic rendition of No Woman, No Cry. I was going to pull something from The Beat, but I hope somebody else played them. They're wonderful. Maybe folks are wandering into ska territory. I spent much of my teenage years in rural Michigan listening to The Specials and The Toasters. Why wouldn't I? You know, I like punk music and I was in marching band. Anyway, I've found instead a cut from this album by the Shiptones, which I think is the studio band from Philophobia Music, which is a UK label. This song is a Stephen Malkmus doing a reggae version of his song The Senator, which in this one is called Da Senator. Come see me at Pensacon. Hob the Troll will be there. And I don't know when this drops. Anyway, listen to the song. I love you. Goodbye.
He squeezed in a plug.
Yeah, he did.
Baby steps up Everest. There's so much trash to burn. We'll stick it where the sun don't shine as the world turns. You'll start fading fast like a stone.
Sounded good. I don't know. It wasn't super reggae.
No, not really. But, you know, he mentioned The Specials, and we should play something.
We will.
Reggae in Peace.
He also mentioned Pensacon, so I'll let everyone know.
You're going to be there.
Rock Solid will be at Pensacon. Pensacon is February 24th through the 26th in Pensacola, Florida. I'll be doing two live Rock Solid records there, one with Lorraine Newman, original Not Ready for Primetime player, and the other with Marky Ramone. He's actually my favorite Ramones drummer. Tommy did the first three albums, but Marky's albums, that's my sweet spot for the Ramones.
Sure.
So
and you talked to Richie, right?
I talked to Richie, and Richie told me that he was the hardest hitting drummer of the Ramones. All right, Richie, that's cool.
How many did he do? One or two albums?
Three.
Three.
Three albums. Animal Boy and Too Tough to Die and... Oh, what's the album called? Something about sanity, Halfway to Sanity.
Marky's the only one out there really kind of keeping it alive, really.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still visible.
Yeah.
Because he is alive. That's probably why he's...
Because he's still alive,
rocking the hair.
Rocking the hair and the t-shirts and all the stuff. So Come say hello. I know when people come to these shows, they don't come to see me. They come to see who the guest is. But, you know, say hi afterwards. Say hello.
Lorraine Newman, that'd be cool.
I know. I've been trying to get her for so long because I want to talk about, you know, all the artists that performed.
Yeah.
When you know, during her tenure. And I gave her homework. I told her she had to give me her five favorites.
And then she canceled?
I think she's given me three so far. So two more. Okay, so the specials. Let me look them up. I gotta have that.
This is their debut album is one of the ones that come up on all the
greatest. Yeah, I have this. So any song off that.
Let's do Nightclub.
I don't got that one.
No, come on. I do.
K-L-U-B.
Produced by Elvis Costello.
Not playing. Hold on.
1980.
Now it's playing.
You got to go up a little farther.
How far up? The girls go by, spend their money on.
Here's the horns. Sleep all day, it's the only way. I'm a parasite, I creep about at night. Great bass. What am I doing here? Watching the girls go by, spending money on. Hey, I don't work, cause I don't have to. There's Terry Hall. I don't
have to work. Sky and peace.
There you go, Sky and peace. Club. You were an English Beat fan?
I like a handful of their songs.
That's a great.
Yeah.
That's a great. You can get their compilation. That's a good one. I had it somewhere.
You don't own anything.
You can burn it all. It's all in the car. I'll give it to you.
What are you keeping? You're not keeping any. You're keeping clothes.
Clothes. Yeah. Clothes. And
you got some things on the wall. You got some things hanging on the
wall. Yeah, it's still there. It's still there.
Because you're not. Why get rid of those? Those are decorating the wall. You have furniture.
Until I don't have a wall.
You have furniture.
I have some furniture. Yeah.
But you don't have. You don't collect books. You read books and then you give them, pass them along.
Yeah, I have a shelf with some books on it.
Yeah,
but I've
makes
thinned
you look
it
smart.
Out. I've thinned it out.
Makes you look intelligent.
But some I go back to. You know.
Does that make you look intelligent when you have a Cyndi Lauper Funko Pop? Do you see it? It's right next to you. Can you see it right there?
Yeah.
That came in the mail yesterday, and I open it up, and I go. And Pilar hates Funko Pops. She hates them. She goes, "It's the same head with a different body." She hates them.
It really is.
So she's not wrong.
No.
But the hate is over the top.
And it's got the album cover in the back.
So I show that to her and she goes, "Oh, who got you this?" I go, because Rock Solid people have sent me some gifts and stuff. I'm very appreciative. But she goes, "Who got you this?" And I said, I bought this one for myself. And she goes, don't show me this. Don't show me this if you bought it for yourself. I go, "Yeah, I pre-ordered it like 6 weeks ago." She's like, "Yeah, don't want to see it."
Yeah, says the lady who loses gin.
I know. And then buys this I'm telling you, this
whiskey?
This whiskey's expensive.
Okay, I'll look it up. I'll take your word.
It's pricey. It's a double barrel.
Problem is I'm not a whiskey like connoisseur. It's all lost on me. I mean, it's like, oh, this is definitely smoother. There's some bourbons I like.
I mix all the alcohols. So.
I know, you're a mess.
All right, here's another guy.
Here's another guy. Any women on this one?
No ladies.
No, yeah.
Ladies right. Don't like reggae.
I guess not.
Here we go.
They love it. How about 10cc?
This is Darren Hyde from Adelaide in South Australia in a rather warm 32 degrees outside. Christmas, I see, just around the corner. Perfect weather.
That's
for
Celsius,
some reggae music. And a track I picked is a song called Last Train by Christina New and Paul Kelly. This was a collaboration they did in 1993. It's a rework of one of Paul Kelly's old songs called Last Train, funny enough. Now, Christina New is an Indigenous artist who specializes in mostly pop, R&B, and some Indigenous music as well. And Paul Kelly is one of Australia's greatest singer-songwriters, if not the best. But he doesn't really indulge in reggae much. Well, he does, actually, under the guise of Professor Ratbaggy, but that was only a one-off project in 1999.
Ratbaggy.
This is his first attempt at reggae, as far as I know, anyway. Wasn't a big hit in its day. Kind of bubbled under the top 50 from memory, but it still sounds good as it did some 30 years ago. Oh, God. Anyway, folks, hope you enjoy it. check out more Christina New and Paul Kelly's songs that are not reggae. And rock on. Happy Christmas, everyone. Merry New Year. And we'll catch you later.
Thank you, Darren. Pat.
Take it from the top. No more man, this kill and be no more, I will die.
Right, next up, we're going to hear some Stones again. More Mick Jagger on this episode. More Mick than anyone. How's it going in there, honey?
Having trouble with yellows.
You're having trouble with the yellows. Trouble with the yellows. Fucking yellow.
It's always yellow, isn't it?
Always yellow.
Give you the hassle.
Yep. You know what they call you if you're a coward?
Yella.
Yella. You're yella.
You're yellow.
All right. I love this song. I love this Rolling Stones album. It's from It's Only Rock and Roll. I don't think that album gets enough love. Let's hear what Mike Markle has to say about it.
Hello, Pat, and all the Rock Solid listeners. This is Mike Markle from Philadelphia. And my song is Luxury by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good
one. Features Keith Richards' killer guitar along with some pretty interesting vocals from Mick Jagger. You know, for being an Englishman, Jagger does a really good reggae-style vocal in this song. Enjoy the holidays, everyone, and thank you, Pat, for another great year of Rock Solid.
Good deep cut.
It is.
Luxury.
Living in the luxury. Yeah, I got it. I remember. I bailed on it. I can't sing.
Can't sing at all.
Nah, I wish I could.
Not a lick. No karaoke for you.
No. I usually pick something like it's, you know, Johnny Cash or something because it's really low and you don't have to go really high and Ring of Fire. It's like 2 minutes long. You're out.
A friend of Pilar's, maybe I told you this before, when he does karaoke, he does Blinded Me with Science.
Yeah, he just says science?
He says science.
Science!
It's really funny.
That's the greatest.
It's really good. I wish I would have come up with that. I'll just tell people I did. All right. Here's a guy who always brings the rock. His name's Jerry Riggs. Let's see what he's got. We only got three songs. No, we got three songs.
All right. Maybe I'll play another one.
Oh, hello, Rock Solid Nation. This is Jerry Riggs coming to you from Columbus, Ohio. I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday season. For this reggae music episode, I chose a song covered by the band Government Mule. Back in 2007, they released an album called Mighty High, featuring reggae versions of some of their songs along with some cover songs. The opening track on the album is called I'm a Ram, originally done by Al Green. On this album, there are special guest appearances by reggae legends Michael Frante, Toots Hibbert, and Willie Williams. As a side note, Chris Stapleton covers this song and does a killer version of it. Check it out on YouTube when you get a chance. Thanks, Pat, for these episodes, and I hope you have a rockin' 2023. Unless you choose to follow Bob Marley's advice and ask that we please don't rock your boat because you don't want your boat to be rocking.
That guy seemed to know reggae music, the first guy.
You know, an actual fan?
Yeah, I guess so. Keep on loving you.
Yeah.
Boo! Get
Government Mule will try in some reggae. Mule. 2007. All right. What do you got for us, Mike? You got a song?
Yeah, well, since, you know, I went through a big college UB40 phase, and I saw them a couple times, so I should get one from my favorite album of theirs, Rat in the Kitchen.
All right. I do have this in my iTunes.
You do have that one?
UB40 Rat. Which song is it?
Let's try to play Watch Dogs. How about that one? I like that one.
Watch Dogs. All right. Take from the top.
Well, you go like 10 seconds in or something. 15 okay. seconds in. Don't start anything from the top. Get right to it.
All right. Here we go.
I'm editing your podcast.
You try to close your ears. And you try to close your eyes. But the blasphemies keep coming, tempting you with lies. Give thanks for your protection. Your watchdogs of the night, who hold on to wolves and bees, and keep them out of sight. Just don't understand.
Now, in the States, they were primarily known just for their cover songs.
Well, yeah, they did Red Red Wine, which was their biggest one.
And
but
they did I Got You, Babe.
Yeah, that's a shame because they had a lot of stuff, a lot of deeper stuff. But
there's another cover that they did, too, that I'm drawing a blank on.
Popular. Did the one duet with Chrissy Hynde?
That was I Got You, Babe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then there was, yeah.
I gotta look it up.
And they had good originals too, which was a shame,
yeah.
But
yeah, like Watch Dogs.
Yeah. That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, that sounded real good.
Yeah, I like that.
If you like white reggae.
Yeah.
There was African Americans in the band though too.
Well, they weren't American, so
there were
black. They were black. That's it's okay to say it in the UK, I think.
Yeah, that's what you say. I'm not
well,
saying
you can.
I'm not gonna.
Okay.
Here's the singles. Okay. I just wanna look up their singles to see what Red Red Wine. What was the other one? Should I Get You, Babe? No. I thought there was another cover, but no, just those two. All right, I'm wrong. Not ashamed to admit when I'm wrong. All right, this guy is going with Jimmy Cliff.
Hey,
so there's some real reggae for this one.
Yeah, my man Jimmy.
All right.
Seen him a couple times live.
Is he still with us?
I believe he is. And I believe he's got to be in his 70s, mid-70s probably.
Oh, he must be feeling it.
Oh, yes. He's doing better than your coworker.
I hope so. That guy's hurting.
Hey, Pat, and all you rock solid listeners out there. This is Thomas Wallace in Florence, Alabama, with my submission for the Reggae Patreon episode. The song I've chosen is Sitting in Limbo by Jimmy Cliff. From his 1971 album, Another Cycle. That album was not released in the U.S., but this song is available on several compilations. And the reason I've chosen this song is because it was recorded at Muscle Shoals Sound Studio.
What?
With the Swampers backing him up. Roger Hawkins, David Hood, Jimmy Johnson, and Barry Beckett. I did read one reference that said this album was the first reggae album recorded in the U.S., can't really confirm that, but it's on the internet, so it's got to be true, right? Anyway, Pat, just kick it off right from the beginning, and I hope everyone out there has a blessed 2023. Thanks for letting us contribute to these episodes.
Sitting here in limbo, but I know it won't be long. Sitting here in limbo, like a bird without a song. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. Sitting here in limbo, waiting for the dice to roll. Sitting here in limbo, got some time to search my soul.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's also on the Harder They Come soundtrack.
Oh, nice.
That's where I heard it first.
We haven't played any Bob Marley at all.
I know.
We'll have to,
I figured you were saving it for something, or
we'll use it for the closeout, the playout song.
You must have some.
Yeah, you can pick one off the best of. But before that, we have one more intro and song, so let's play.
Let's do that.
We're bopping right along here.
Yeah. Who is this? Do I know this person?
If it plays.
Hello, Pat and the Rock Solid listeners.
Hey.
This is Ian Beresford in Berwick-upon-Tweed, Northumberland, England.
Berwick-upon-Tweed.
For the latest Patreon-curated episode for reggae, I was thinking about some of the great songs done by the likes of the punk bands, the Clash, the Stiff Little Fingers, the Members and the Ruts. But instead, I've decided to take you to that hotbed of reggae, which is Denmark. And the song by Shubi Dua, which is called There Is a Dog Shit in My Garden. This song came to prominence in the UK when it was featured on a TV programme presented by Clive James, the Australian journalist, who basically used to find all these weird and wonderful clips from around the world. So obviously you don't get something much weirder than Danish reggae. It might not be the best song on the latest episode, but I'm sure it's probably one of the most unusual. I hope everybody enjoys it. I wish everybody well for 2023. And thanks as always, Pat, for the great content. And speak to you soon. Bye.
There is a dog shit in my garden. And when I cut my grass, the dog shit is no longer in my garden.
All right.
It is a sitting on my foot so and smell like a doggy's ass. And that is not the smell of Elizabeth Arden.
You can have women and cookies and a strawberry, but there is nothing as bad as a doggy's shit.
What's your mic?
I like it. Good one, Ian. That was funny. Give us
fun.
A laugh. I got a couple more Christmas cards. They came in today, December 28th.
Late.
Yeah, late. Way to go. Rock solid.
Trash.
Fans,
shredder.
Listeners. Happy New Year from the Hartbarger family.
Aw.
That's Kevin and his daughter and his son and his first wife. So.
Mine's in the mail.
All right. Kevin, you look kind of photoshopped into the photo. Doesn't he look photoshopped into the photo?
Yeah.
It's like they took a family photo and Kevin, they all looked good, but Kevin didn't like how he looked, so he photoshopped himself in from another photo. I don't know that that's what happened, but that's what it looks like to me. And then we got one from Hector Contreras' family, his wife and his son and daughter. And look, the son does not want to be in the photo at all.
No, he's getting choked out.
The wife is choking him out. But I'm glad you use this one because it's fun. The daughter's very serious, except for the hat.
Yeah, Santa hat. And,
but the son, look at him. He doesn't want to be in it
at all. That's a fun family. Look at that.
Look at them having fun. The wife looks fun. They're all fun. Hector likes the booze.
Yeah.
You remember Jeff Lucas, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Look at him. Look at the gray hair. Full on white.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Old kids, not old, I mean grown kids.
Old kids, his kids are 50.
Kids taller than him.
I know.
That's crazy. We're old, man. I like,
this
they're
going to
start showing their grandparents.
This fucking guy I work with is going
to kill me. He looks 80. How old is he?
He's going to kill me. He's 50. He's a year older than me. Then after he told me he was 59, he goes, how old are you? I go, I'm right there with 58. I said his name again.
I can't stop saying his name.
Got to take that out at 1 hour, 25 minutes.
Oh,
so
this is the first edit I've ever seen you do.
So he goes, how old are you, Pat? And I said, I'm right there with you, 58 years old. And he goes, yep. And in my head, I was like, what the fuck do you mean, yep? Lard.
Lard.
Bob Marley. Now, he's the guy that visited Scrooge, right? He was the first ghost.
Yeah, sure.
Bob Marley.
The dreadlock ghost?
Yeah.
Those weren't chains. Those were his hair.
Those are dreads.
Yeah.
Clanging around. I have an album called At His Best.
Well, I mean, I'm sure we all have the same ones.
What song are you looking for? I'm trying to think.
What's one? Something upbeat you want? Let's do something upbeat.
Soul Shakedown Party?
Oh, that's old school. That's earlier Wailers, I believe.
Yeah.
We can do... hello.
Keep on moving?
No. Hello.
Hi, Melanie.
How's it looking? How's the yellow?
How's it looking? Did you work out the yellows?
We worked it all out.
Oh, thank God. We were worried.
When she says she worked it all out, she's like, we have a project for you to do, Pat.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, love you.
Yeah.
Sarcastic. Love you back.
Your honey-do list I know. Just got longer.
Ugh. When don't you work? Because you're going to be working here. At the house. Okay, so give me a playout song.
Could You Be Loved? How about that?
Oh, let me see if I have that.
Fun dance one.
I don't have it.
Oh, come on.
How do I not have that?
Everybody has that one.
Okay, I'll go to iTunes for that.
No, please.
What do you mean, please?
What do you have? Let me see. Let me see what you do have.
I can't flip it around.
Okay.
Could You Be Loved?
Yeah.
I'll just purchase it and then I'll have it. Oh, there it is.
I'll give it to you here.
I'm buying it right now.
Why? Because I get all the ones you need.
I don't have a disc drive in this.
You don't burn them anymore?
I do, but I have to put an external. I can't just do it on the spot. Now I have it. It's right here.
Okay.
Could You Be Loved? That'll be our play out. Okay, Mike, tell us where you'll be, what you're up to.
I'm going to be here for 3 weeks. And then
that's what you said last time.
I'm leaving again. And
where do these boats go? Where are you going
to any
places?
Well, it's wintertime, so this is the Caribbean, so...
Caribbean. I say Caribbean.
Okay. Both are correct, I hear.
Really? Yeah. Is it Pirates of the Caribbean or Pirates of the Caribbean?
Whatever you want.
Caribbean.
Whatever it's Keith Richards. Hey, Johnny Depp doing Keith Richards. and then I'll be back in early February, and then, I don't know, I'm kind of playing it by ear.
All right. You still got the Travel Tales podcast?
Yes. Still doing that. Our friend Chip Chinnery was just on it.
Yeah, he was on
my podcast, making his rounds
too.
To everyone.
And now we never have to have him on again.
Never.
He's
got to write another book.
He's finished. Did you buy his book?
I haven't bought it yet. I gotta buy it.
Yeah, our friend Bill Dwyer thinks we should get free books. Just fucking buy a book, Bill. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, with all the money he's won off us all year long.
Well, that's true. Chip has won a ton of money off
us. And Bill.
And Bill. We gave a book away. Chip gave one book away. And then after he agreed to, he texted me and he said, giving a book away, does that diminish sales? He was serious. And I go, no. One guy who didn't win texted me and said, I didn't win it, but I bought it anyway.
So wow.
Like, yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
You're promoting your book so that people know that it exists. So you give one away. Look at, what do I have over there? 3 Bono books. He doesn't give a shit if I give, those came from, I was sent down. I got 2 Brian Johnson of AC/DC books. These people want to sell their books. They don't mind giving them away.
I know. Which one should I read next?
I don't know. What do you want? I got a ton.
You got so many.
If I pull back the curtain here, you're going to
have
a field day.
I know.
So many back there.
I don't have time. I do have time, but I don't. You know what I mean? They just pile up after a while.
Do you have a book you're reading currently?
There's a novel. I'm trying to...
I cannot read fiction.
Yeah, I'm trying to do fiction because it was so much nonfiction. And,
how's that going for you?
Slowly.
Yeah, I can't get into it.
I just fade it out and then...
It puts me to sleep immediately.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons I have it on the nightstand, just like if I'm having trouble. But I don't know. I'm just like, I read so many rock biographies and I was just trying to turn a new leaf. And then I guess I would read them because I'm interested.
Yeah, because you're interested in it.
And it keeps me reading.
Yeah, it keeps you going.
And then audiobooks too. I like hearing biographies read by the actual person.
That's pretty cool.
I've heard a lot of good ones.
Chip reads his book. You could get that, but you got to look
at all
those
photos.
Pictures.
It's half photos.
What if he just photo number one, left to right?
If you could see this, I'm smiling.
I'm smiling.
Bill Hicks is not.
Dave Chappelle is giving the finger. where can we find you on socials? At Funny Mike.
Yeah, Funny Mike is funnymike.com is my website. You could get any kind of information there off me. You could see clips. My dry bar comedy special is still out there.
All right.
Can be watched.
Are you leaving Twitter?
Yeah, pretty much. I wasn't on it that much
anyway. You're still on it. You haven't left it.
I haven't deleted your account. I haven't deleted the account, but I haven't updated
it. Yeah, but you need it to promote your podcast and stuff.
I don't miss it at all.
No, I don't need to be on Twitter. I'm only on Twitter for rocks, for music stuff. Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't know how else to, you know, get the word out there.
Instagram, I'm at Travel Tales Podcast. You can find me there.
Yeah, you always post the pictures of the guests and all the good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And, I'm on Facebook. And people can find me if they need me.
Pilar, you never have to apologize. You know this is nonsense.
Quiet.
Why don't you say Happy New Year to the folks?
Happy New Year!
Aww.
Oh, isn't that nice? I wish you would have done that voice again. Happy New
Year! It was sarcasm.
Kiss my neck.
What? What?
We're at Rock Solid Show, rocksolidpodcast.com. You can follow Kyle at Kyle Dotson Funny if you want. And got a lot of shows coming up in January. So lots of...
You do?
Well, we got a lot of...
Guests?
Podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bonus episodes and whatnot.
You're busy.
Lots of fun.
And you're working full time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got a painting to do. You got a lot of painting to do.
Painting to do now. I'm going to get into this alcohol as soon as the mics are off tonight. I don't know if I'm going to do gin and tonic or if I'm going to do double barrel whiskey. I think I'm going to do whiskey.
Yeah, give it a shot.
I'm going to. You want me to open that while you're here?
No. I got to drive.
All right. Well, you got your beers with you.
Yeah.
And your nuts.
I'll pop those on the way home.
All right.
My beer and my nuts.
That's the show, Patreon people. If you want to be involved in these episodes, go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. And for as little as $2, not for as little, it's $2 a month. And you can be involved in this and you can win a fucking Bono book. $2. You can win prizes and participate in these episodes. It's not brain surgery, folks. Do it. I would appreciate it.
The Bono book.
The Bono book. It's called Surrender. That's a U2 song.
He's got to have good stories, huh?
It's got to be good. You can take a copy of that with you if you want it.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll give you my copy off the... Because they sent me 4, but I always keep one.
Maybe I will.
All right.
I can see what's behind the curtain.
You're really thinking about it.
I am. I'm thinking about it. I don't need any more books, though.
Thank you for driving up here from Laguna.
Laguna? No.
Redondo?
Yeah.
Where's your lady live?
Redondo.
You drove up here Redondo from Redondo?
Beach. Yeah, but I stopped at my place, too.
All right. Well, I hope it's 4 o'clock now on a Wednesday. I hope there's not much traffic
home. Yeah, it's between Christmas and New Year's.
It should be fine.
There was some, but, I mean, nothing like a normal week.
Yeah, well, hopefully... Going home, it's good.
Yeah, let's hope the gods are smiling.
All right. With that,
traffic talk. LA traffic talk.
Please
tune
know
in.
The next Patreon episode will be just simply called The 50s. Throw down your classic rock and roll. You know, when rock and roll began, give me some songs.
Gene Vincent coming at you.
Yeah, dig deep. And with that, our playout song, as chosen by Mike Siegel, is Could You Be Loved by Bob Marley and the Wailers. Here you go. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, I'm just going to start.
Oh, I got a book in the car for you.
What book is it?
The Tom Petty book.
Which one?
Conversations with Tom Petty.
That's not the Warren Zanes one, is it?
I don't know. I never read it. I just, like, I'm backed up.
All right, I'll take it. I'll put it on my shelf with all my other books I haven't read, but I'll take
it. In the clean out, I was like, oh, yeah, I got to give this back to Pat.
How could you clean out anymore? You don't have anything.
I know, and now I got less.
All right. Here we go. You ready?